What we have here, Jordana, is a failure to communicate.
That's right.
If I can understand the words coming out of your mouth, mm-hmm. then at least I have a shot.
Well, I do this when my kids say something and I have no idea. I stop them right there. I'm like, so you're going to have to decipher, you know, the teen to mom dictionary. We need to break that out and you tell me what the heck you are saying. So, of course, I've adapted some of the words because they're kind of fun. And when you try to have a conversation with my children, it doesn't always go as well because you're not privy to the dictionary. So we're doing a public service.
I use Google Translate when I'm with your kids. Yeah, that
my
helps.
Children have, my oldest today has recorded some words for Paul. So now you will be able to communicate with teens all over the globe if you know some of these words.
If I care to.
If you care to. That's right. Some are trendy. They come in and out. So some have been recorded from the past few months. But we're busting them out today to help you communicate.
And again, this is a public service segment here.
So play along. Here we go.
Okay. Go.
Our first word is finna. In a sentence, you'd say, we finna get it done.
If you need a spelling on that, it's F-I-N-N-A, finna.
Finna.
We finna get it done.
Nothing to do with a country of Finland.
I'm pretty sure it's not, but finna. I'm not giving you any tips.
We're absolutely getting it done.
Okay, ready?
The definition of finna is going to.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Right. I had the right idea.
Okay. We're gonna get there. We
confident.
Are.
Gonna get this done. Okay.
I love it.
Got it. Okay. I'm one for one. My luck cannot hold.
Ready?
Yeah.
Our second word is grub. In a sentence, you'd say, "Ooh, we grubbin' today."
With the giggle. We grubbin'. We grubbin' today.
Isn't that? I mean, I think it has something to do with food. I mean, we're eating well today. The food is good.
Let's find out.
Meaning. Good food.
Yes.
Well done. Wait, is he really
grub.
Two for two?
Grub.
Is he really
grub,
two
I know.
For two?
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with you. Hold on one sec.
Don't
Ready?
Be.
Number three.
Yeah.
Our third word is lit. In a sentence, you'd say, this party is lit.
I mean, these aren't that hard.
Does that mean I'm really stoned out of my mind? No, it's not that. It's not
that. It's get lit.
It's get lit.
That's from the 70s.
Can I call somebody? Do I have a...
You cannot make a lifeline tomorrow.
I don't have a lifeline?
This party is lit. Come on. You
this
know what
party,
that means.
Well, it's happening. It's alive. It's great. It's a good party.
The definition of lit would be fun or awesome.
See? This is not that hard. They're not like total aliens.
Three
Why? What did
three.
You think it was, David? Did you think it was different?
Oh, I'm just shocked that Paul has three.
He's three for three.
All right.
Really? I mean, we're plowing
Thank you.
Through.
Exceeding your low expectations, huh?
We are plowing through. Hold on one sec. Here
All
we
right.
go.
Our fourth word is gem. In a sentence, you'd say, my little sister is such a gem.
I won't tell you how she feels about her little sister, but see if you can decipher.
She's a spoiled brat.
You gonna go with that?
I'm gonna go with that. I'm not
Meaning
confident.
Adorable or sweet?
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm sorry, my friend.
Right,
you really
right,
screwed
right.
that one up.
Yeah,
You've
I did.
Met her little sister. She is a gem.
She is a cutie.
She
yeah.
is a gem.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's try and get in one more here, if we can fit this in.
Our fifth word is slumped. In a sentence, you'd say, this baseball game got me slumped.
Clearly, we were taping this during a baseball game, maybe that she was watching of her younger brothers.
This baseball game got
me slumped.
Depressed. Depressed, demoralized. Just, I'm not at peak performance.
Meaning
I'm just
tired or exhausted.
Right.
Are we giving him that?
Oh,
really?
I think we should. I think
not
we
at peak
should.
Performance? Sec. Let
wow.
me see if I can bust out another
wow.
one. Oh, okay. We'll end on a high note. Ready,
oh,
Paul?
God. All right.
This is kind of a phrase you'd say, shawty thick. In a sentence, you'd say, ooh, shawty, you looking thick in that outfit.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't say that.
What are you giggling about? Shawty, you look thick?
Funny
what?
I hear my kids say something like that. Shoddy thick.
Shoddy thick.
Mm-hmm. But is I think this... we could even break that up. Like, what is shoddy and then what's thick?
Is this still English? What
no,
is
it's,
this?
It's teen to Paul language.
No, this is
What
some...
does it mean? What's shoddy thick mean?
Shoddy thick. Here, play it again. Just play it again.
Hold on. You're asking for a lot of technology
I know
here now, dude. Okay? Hold on.
Just help me.
This is kind of a phrase you'd say, shoddy thick. In a sentence, you'd say, ooh, shawty, you looking thick in that outfit.
Well, thick would be, I think, good. You're looking good in that outfit.
Okay.
Shawty, apparently your clothing is of a shoddy material. It's coming apart, and I have a problem with clothing that is shoddy. It is malfunctioning. You're having a wardrobe malfunction, but you still look good. That's what I would go with.
You ready?
Yeah.
Already we're going to do that. That's off
wait,
the
come
bat.
On.
Off the bat. But for the rest of you who actually want to learn this sentence.
Meaning someone who is curvy or has nice lady curves.
Oh, well, see. What? What the? Why?
But thanks for playing.
That didn't even cross my mind.
You did get like 4 out of 5.
No, I think 4 out of 6. But really curvy?
Yeah, shoddy thick. Like you looking thick in that. Like you thick and juicy.
Curvy and curvaceous?
Yes.
But guys shouldn't be saying that, should they?
It doesn't matter what they should be. They are. That's a thing. I'm just letting you know.
Shoddy
if
thick.
If you hear that, like if you and your wife are walking down the street
if
and
somebody
someone
says that
looks
I'm shoddy
at Lori
thick.
And goes, shoddy thick, that's a compliment to Lori. And again, they shouldn't be catcalling her on the street, but
well, yeah.
That's a compliment.
I'm the only one that can catcall her. I'm going to try.
So tonight when you go
I'm
home,
I'm
going to
try the
like,
shoddy thick.
Shoddy, you looking thick.
She may slap me and then call 911.
Paul and Jordana.